It's time for the Anaheim Ducks pregame show.
Up the ice with a call, the shot,
what a hit by the Butcher.
Live on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio home for Ducks hockey. Powered by TuneIn, here's Alexis Downey.
The stage is set at the world's most famous arena, Madison Square Garden, the site for tonight's matchup between the Anaheim Ducks and New York Rangers. The two teams' first meeting on the season, and an important one for a number of Ducks, as Chris Kreider and Jacob Trouba make the return for the first time since leaving New York. Welcome into the pregame show on Duck Stream. I'm Alexis Downey. We'll get to hear from Emerson Edom soon, and then you'll get to hear from Steve Carroll as we get closer to puck drop. It's the start of a back-to-back for the Ducks tonight, and not an easy one with the travel, as they're going to be traveling to Columbus right after this game and play another 7 o'clock Eastern Time game tomorrow. But it's a tough trip when you also look at the Ducks' record to this point. 1-2, they've lost their last two games. The last one in New Jersey, 4-1, the final in favor of the New Jersey Devils. We did see the return of goaltender Lukáš Dostál, who missed 9 games with an upper body injury, so glad to have him back. And the only goal in that game came from Troy Terry, which was his 10th of the season. He's now the 5th Ducks player in double-digit goals this year. The Ducks once again struggled on the power play. They went 0-for-3 there. They're 0-for-5 on the trip, so hopefully, should they get the chance tonight, they can turn that around. Assisting Troy Terry's 10th goal of the season was Leo Carlson. He got his 40th point of the year already, and with that, Leo required the fewest games to 40 points in a season by a Ducks player in nearly 20 years. The last one to do it, Teemu Selänne. In the 2006-07 season, he did it also in 32 games played. So the Ducks looking to turn things around, like I mentioned, from that game on Saturday and the last game against the Islanders. And with those losses, we're going to see a change in the lineup tonight, all throughout the lineup, actually, except for Lukáš Dostál being the starter and net. So here we go. Top line tonight, Cutter Gauthier, Leo Carlson, and Alex Killorn. He finds his way up onto the top line. Second line is going to have Chris Kreider with Mason McTavish and Beckett Seneca. The third line will feature Frank Vatrano with Mikhail Granlund and Troy Terry. I like that line right there. We'll talk a little bit more about that shortly. And then the fourth line will feature Ross Johnston, Ryan Poehling, and Ryan Strome. Now, as for the D pairings, also changing, Jackson Lacombe will be with Jacob Trouba. Olin Zellweger will be with Ian Moore. And Pavel Mintikov comes back into the lineup. He'll be with Radko Gudas. So that means Drew Helison comes out of the lineup for the Ducks tonight. As for the Rangers, they've had their struggles this season, and they sit towards the bottom of the Metropolitan Division. That includes some trouble winning inside Madison Square Garden. However, they are 6-2-2 in their last 10 games played, but they will be without one of their leaders tonight, Mika Zibanejad. He will be a healthy scratch. Their new head coach, Mike Sullivan, sharing with the media this morning that Zibanejad missed a team meeting. So that's the protocol. He is a healthy scratch tonight. So we're talking about this big reunion for Ducks Jacob Trouba and Chris Kreider. Well, we're first going to get to hear from Jacob Trouba this morning as he spoke to the media.
What was just the emotion walking in today?
Yeah, interesting. I think obviously you don't really know exactly how you're going to feel. I think it was pretty good for me. I went downtown back by my apartment last night and walked around. That one kind of got me a little bit, so... it'll be fun being back here today and try to enjoy it as much as I can.
Do you still have the place you're keeping it and everything?
Yeah.
Nice.
How much more emotional will it be for you tonight?
I don't know. It's tough to say. I think the only thing I can really compare it to is going back to Winnipeg for the first time. But I think it's a little bit different coming back here with just being the captain of the team and all the memories and stories and everything that went into the last 5-6 years. Means a lot to me, and something else. This place will always be special to me.
It's been a year. Have you moved on from this? And I mean, this brings back memories, but yeah. Have you moved on over the course of this time now, do you believe?
I think so. I think last season was obviously pretty difficult for me. But your heart's in a place, and that gets moved, and I don't do well with that. So I think taking the summer to kind of just go through everything, kind of process the emotions, and get back with my family, kind of hit the reset button. At that point, it was time to move on, and look forward and focus on Anaheim, and happy to be here. Great group of guys to be a part of, really young, talented team, and had some success early, and got to find a way to keep that going.
In terms of the memories, when you come back in the building for the mm-hmm. first time, is there a specific moment, vision, person? What came back first?
Just so much. I think the highs and lows, I think you remember, honestly, a lot of the lows, and sometimes how hard it is, and come out on the other side, and there's so much that I learned throughout my time here about myself, about hockey, about starting a family. I always have a son from New York. I told some people that. That'll always be special. Being in captain that day, obviously all those memories come back. That was an incredible, meaningful day for me. And just I think when I came into New York at the time where the team was and focusing on building something and moving forward, and we had a couple cracks at it and didn't get it done, and that part will always probably hit me. But I think the growth of, I guess, the group and the team while I was here, and growth of myself, is something that I look back on most.
That's Jacob Trouba after morning skate speaking to the New York media. Now we also get to hear from Chris Kreider, who makes his return to MSG tonight.
What's it been like for you to join this organization and have Trouba there for you?
Made the transition super easy. I mean, easier. Having Jacob there, having Frank Stromer, having that familiarity certainly helps. And really, the entire group's been great. So.
Have you ever been in that room before?
No.
Chris, describe the feeling walking up the ramp today. What was this like walk up that ramp?
Well, it's kind of a maze back there. So I'm just trying to get my bearings.
What about when you had to be directed to get on the ice? It was a weird experience for you, right? Mm-hmm.
What are just the general emotions right now?
I don't know. We're in our routine, right? I'm sure at some point later today it might hit me, but right now we're just getting ready to play a hockey game at Madison Square Garden, something that I've done a few times, just in a different jersey.
Do you more look forward to tonight or look forward to the end of tonight?
Depends on how the game goes.
All business for Chris Kreider coming into tonight. Let's bring in Emerson Edom now. Emmer, I'm curious on your thoughts and listening to them and how they're handling the emotions of this night.
Yeah, I think they're handling it maybe a little bit differently. Of course, when hearing from Troops there, he still has a place here in the city, right? So we all know how into the Big Apple Troops is and how ingrained he was within this community, hosting several big time, whether art shows or just getting out into the community in general. Of course, he wore that C on his chest. And I think the feeling is so mutual between the fans here and Jacob Trouba. And then it's good to hear Kreider just mention how easy it was, the transition, right? In a tough circumstance, to have guys like Stromer and Frankie V be right by his side, step by step, and easing him into the Southern California life. And from my talks with Kreider, he's absolutely loving it. So he loves everything outside of the rink, as far as shirt and T-shirt weather. And he loves everything on the ice, as far as the coaching, the new standards here. And, of course, as we heard in that interview, prior to being acquired from New York, he had never been to the dressing room, and he's loved every moment of it. So I just think it's been a great transition for the both of them. Just going into Troops' play here this season, I mean, just what a phenomenal year. It just he has mentioned, and we just heard, that it was a little bit of adjustment last season, right? But over the summer, he was able to really regroup, gather himself, and he's just having a phenomenal year. The fact that he's got five tucks, right? We almost saw that that downturn in the goal department over the last few seasons for him. Well, he's back, and he's shooting lots with 58 shots here heading into this game, and that's a big-time number. I mean, the fact that he's almost averaging two shots per game as a defenseman, that's huge. So he's getting in on the offensive action. Of course, he's always logged a ton of minutes, total on ice 22-02 this season. And then Kreider, I mean, 13 goals in 28 games played, just below a half a goal a game. He's getting back to that 50-goal season type of pedigree when it comes to goals. So he's back in his office consistently. He's hungry. I think his communication and just letting guys know what his game's all about. I think him and his veteran leadership when it comes to that has just been huge. But, you know, the fact that not only does he have 13 goals, but 19.7% shooting percentage, that's just lights out. So just huge additions. And, AD, I'll end with this note. I have not really, I can't recall a time or an acquisition that one player, two player have had simultaneous bounce back seasons as these two have had. So, I mean, if you're the New York Rangers management, I think you're going to be thinking a little bit longer when letting go of some of your players here moving forward, right? So it's just, we'll gladly take them, but boy, does this hurt this Blue Shirts team.
Yeah, certainly looking forward to seeing the impact that Chris Kreider and Jacob Trouba have on this game here tonight. We're going to step aside now with our pregame coverage. Make sure to join us when we come back.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton and Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
Hey, get in.
What?
Who are you?
I'm future you.
Constipation with belly pain still coming back?
Yeah.
Mia, our doctor figured it out. She said it's irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, and Linzess could help you get ahead of it.
Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
This is the story of the one. As an HVAC technician, he and his digital multimeter are in high demand. So when a noisy office HVAC turns out to be a failing blower motor, he doesn't break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product information, he selects the product he needs to keep everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Remember when Instant Connection meant just one push? Hytera brings it back with modern POC radios that deliver crystal clear nationwide communication. Whether coordinating fleets or large facilities, Hytera POC radios deliver reliable communication that keeps your team talking anytime, anywhere. Stay connected, stay efficient, stay ahead with Hytera POC radios. Visit Hytera.us today. That's Hytera.us.
Pre-game show. Recently, the New York Post Rangers beat writer Molly Walker joined me ahead of this game to talk all about these two teams. Let's take a listen.
Let's start with Jacob Trouba, because that trade was a little over a year ago. What are you expecting the reaction to be from Rangers fans and seeing Trouba come back?
Who the heck knows, honestly, with Trouba. But I expect it probably to be mostly cheers, honestly. But you never know with New York, and obviously the situation surrounding Trouba's departure here was a little murky, and you know, with the headlines about his wife wanting to finish her residency and stuff, which nobody can blame him for that, but certain New York fans still will anyway. Yeah. So but I think it's been long enough that it should be a relatively good reception. But what an unbelievable bounce back for him since he's come to Anaheim. I mean, his fancy numbers, like, I can't even believe what I'm looking at sometimes.
Scoring goals.
It's really unbelievable. Really, I know. And but also just defending well, too. Mm-hmm. The defensive stats are also really well, really good. I'm excited to see him play up close. I haven't in a while, obviously. because it really looks like he's been exactly what the Ducks have needed him to be.
Mm-hmm. What stands out, and maybe it's a story or something from when you were covering him in New York?
I loved watching him find himself in art, honestly. Mm-hmm. Like, it really, it's so hard in the National Hockey League, and especially under an organization like the New York Rangers, personality and showing yourself and things like that is not as easy to do, and not as many players are willing to do it because of the stage. And I just thought it was so cool to see him really find this hobby of his that he absolutely loves. And he does it, you know, therapeutically. And the videos of him checking the white poster board with all the paint on his body, it's just so funny. And for a guy who plays the game that the way that he does, to see him in that kind of softer light was really cool to see. And it was really fun to see him find that side of himself in New York.
Yeah. Yeah. They even highlighted that in the NHL Amazon show where they followed him for the day. That was really cool to see. And especially now, in not knowing that side of him, to see, you know, I know the Ducks him, I don't know the Rangers him. So to kind of get an understanding of what life was like for him then to now, it's quite different. But you know, we have a lot of art out here too. Laguna Beach, there's a ton of art galleries. That was one of the first things I remember telling him. So let's talk about Chris Kreider, because man, there is so much love for him online. Still, a lot of people seem to be following him, even with him being out on the West Coast. What about for him?
It's going to be, I would be shocked if it was anything but every single person in Madison Square Garden standing on their feet.
Yeah.
Honestly, anything less than that would be really, really surprising. You know, you talk about how much love there is for him still here, never gone away, never will go away. And in a season like this, where in particular the power play is struggling so much, the amount of times that I see people online, hey, they should go and get that Chris Kreider guy over there in Anaheim. You know, he seems like he's pretty good at that. No, I mean, I think the Rangers are definitely missing his production a bit this season. I know last season he had a myriad of injuries. He had, I mean, I remember when we were on the road with him, he gave us basically a roadmap of all of his back injuries. That was really, really interesting from him for sure. But he had a really tough season. He definitely was not 100% between the outside noise. It just wasn't the Chris Kreider that we had grown used to seeing. And I think what we're seeing in SoCal now is the Chris Kreider that he has largely been for this Rangers organization in his 13-year tenure. And when you think of that, 13 years with one organization, he grew up here. You know, he grew up as a Ranger, and you know, so much of his career is here, and becoming a man here, growing a family, having his first child, getting married. So you know, he really had ingrained himself in Rangers history and just the Rangers culture, and he's so loved in New York. So
did you
expect it to be a very warm welcome?
That was Molly Walker of the New York Post, who covers the New York Rangers. Great insight from her. We're going to step aside now. When we come back, we'll have more of our pregame coverage.
The scrape of blades, the clash of sticks. Hockey's more than a game. It's unrelenting, never give up moments that make you feel alive. And so you commit to the weekly ups and downs, the long road to the playoffs. You wear your heart on your sleeve and your jersey with pride. And when you're there for your team, the NHL shop is there for you. Check out the largest selection of official NHL gear at NHLshop.com. Fanatics experience.
Since 1894, Arrowhead Mountain Spring Water has been there for you. With naturally occurring electrolytes for a crisp taste, sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments, and now proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead Mountain Spring Water. Nothing else.
Are you living with dry AMD? If so, you could be on the road to geographic atrophy, or GA, a condition that leads to retinal cell death and permanent vision loss. But with iZurvey, you can
slow it down and get it going slower.
iZurvey slows GA progression by targeting a key source of retinal cell death, which may help preserve your vision longer. iZurvey, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or
around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it.
Visit mintmobile.com/radio. Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ducks fans, make your next game one to remember with a private suite. Food, drinks, and more for you up to 40 friends are available to book today. For inquiries, visit hondacenter.com/rental suites.
And we're talking a little bit more about Chris Kreider and Jacob Trouba, their time in New York. As for Jacob Trouba, he served as the Rangers captain for parts of three seasons, and he joined the Rangers from Winnipeg. He played 364 career games in New York, and now currently in Anaheim. We've seen a big resurgence in his game this season, as we've talked about. Trouba leads all Ducks defensemen in plus-minus at +14. And as for Chris Kreider, he played 883 games with the Rangers over the course of 13 seasons, totaling 582 points, essentially growing up in New York. And Kreider is also the top goal scorer in Rangers playoff history, recording 48 goals in 123 career playoff games. Now with the Ducks, he has 21 points this season, including 13 goals, which is third best on the team. We will be right back after this commercial break.
This December, we'll bring something amazing. A place where 1.2 million square feet of game-changing medicine meet 300 acres of tranquility. It's a place built for everyone in Orange County and designed just for you. Prepare to meet the new UCI Health Irvine Hospital, world-class academic healthcare right here at home. Discover more at ucihealth.org/Irvine Hospital. Powered by UC Irvine.
My perfect day has sand, salt water, and friends. But my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can take me out of the moment. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, most people saw 90% clearer skin, and many were even 100% plaque-free at 4 months. Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin. And that means everything. Nothing is everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
With the new IHOP value menu, $6 is all it takes to go to your happy place, where stacks of pancakes with bacon and eggs are just $6 every day. French toast, sausage, and eggs are, you guessed it, $6. And fluffy omelets come with a side of pancakes and only cost $6. Go to your happy place every day at IHOP. $7 in some locations. Available every day for a limited time at participating restaurants in the U.S. Hours may vary, no substitutions. Not valid with other discounts or promotions. Prices may vary.
Remember when Instant Connection meant just one push? Hytera brings it back with modern POC radios that deliver crystal clear nationwide communication. Whether coordinating fleets or large facilities, Hytera POC radios deliver reliable communication that keeps your team talking anytime, anywhere. Stay connected, stay efficient, stay ahead with Hytera POC radios. Visit Hytera.us today. That's Hytera.us.
Joining us back here on the pregame show, let's welcome Emerson back and now bring in Steve Carroll for the first time ahead of the Ducks and Rangers game. Now, Steve, we're going to start with you. You've called a lot of games inside MSG. How does tonight compare with all of the circumstances around it?
Well, the circumstances are for Anaheim. They've gotten two good players, haven't they? Jacob Trouba and a guy by the name of Chris Kreider. So I think that makes a big difference, the return to a team where both were successful. And I don't know, Lexus, I was watching the entire presser this morning outside the Anaheim Ducks locker room, and I kind of kept a close eye on both guys when they talked to the press. And I think Chris Kreider, I'm not saying he might have had a few tears in his eyes, but he was talking to some of the reporters, other people he knew, and I think it was more emotional in that aspect of it. And, you know, Trouba's a guy that's been around a while. He's a hard-nosed defenseman. I know he's very happy here. He enjoyed his time with the New York Rangers. Solid defenseman. We're so glad that he's a part of us with that physical ability that he possesses on the ice. So I think for both, it's a new start, and I think both are extremely happy now that they're members of the Anaheim Ducks. That's just my read on it from just being around him a little bit.
Yeah, it's certainly been fun to get to know them over, at least for Trouba the last year, and now Kreider this season. Emerson, coming into this game, there are a lot of changes with these lines and, of course, a healthy scratch with Drew Helison. What do you make of some of these changes?
Yeah, let me just go down the list here. The Ducks' top line for tonight with Cutter Gauthier and Leo Carlson. We know the pass chemistry between those two. And I think really the height was at the tail end of last season. I just remember that beautiful dish there at Crypto.com Arena. It was an entry, quick entry, as they always play so quick. And it was a quick 10-foot pass. Wheelhouse of Cutter Gauthier, and he just slammed it from way deep. It was so impressive. Well, Alex Killorn, as you mentioned, he joins them on the right side on that top line. He's got to be the one getting it on the forecheck and winning those board battles, right? His job on that line here tonight is to get in the hunt. He's the biggest of the three as far as just having the combination of that size and muscle. He's a lot older than those other two, of course, right? So he's got to use that size and strength to win those 50-50 puck battles. And then he can't be the one who's doing anything other than giving it to either Leo or Cutter. So he's out there separating that time and space. And then how about that second line? And this is a perfect combination of some speed and some strength as well. Of course, Kreider and MacT, they bring that presence that Killorn needs to bring, and that's winning those puck battles and just let Beckett Seneca do the rest. You got Mikael Granlund. I really anticipate him and this being his best game. He's had more in the tank, but of course he was out lots due to injury. And how about Troy Terry joining that third line? That's all going to be about the matchup, right? They're going to get the third line matchup here for the Blue Shirts, and that's going to be huge. We all know Troy Terry can dominate. He's been dominating. I thought he was the best player for the Ducks there that last game, the tough loss in Jersey. So he's going to get that third line matchup. He's got to dominate. Last line's got to do what they're going to do. And, well, everyone on the back end's got to step up, because we know that Drew Helison, of course, he's got better hockey in him, but boy, I tell you, it's not going to be long before we see him again, right? So it's going to be one of those things where all 6D on the back end have got to be cooking, because number 14 is still waiting the balance.
Steve, we're talking about how this team can get some offense tonight. Well, on the power play, we haven't seen a goal from them in over a week. Do you see the power play, should they get the opportunity, potentially creating some momentum for this Ducks team tonight?
Well, I'm going to be real honest and hard on this answer. You're not going to win, go to the playoffs, if you don't have a good power play. And guess what? On the penalty kill, you better be good at that. Doesn't mean you have to be the first or second place team in the overall standings when it comes to those two departments. But over the history of the game, and did some research, the teams that have the special teams like that, the people that can play on it, be successful, those are the teams that win a lot of the one-goal games, two-goal games, because they're playing successful hockey on both of those. And if you don't have a good power play or a penalty kill, I just don't see how you can be a playoff team, to be quite honest about it. And I think you're going to see our hockey club be better and better, coaching staff working with both aspects of the Ducks team now. And with everything else, it's been solid, and the positive things we've seen. If we can get those power play goals, get the penalty kills, this team's going to take off even better than they have been.
Hopefully we'll see that generate some chances in this game tonight. The momentum is building for puck drop. Steven Emerson will have the call of this game and have more information for you ahead of the matchup on the other side of these commercial break messages. Thank you for listening to the pregame show on Duckstream, powered by TuneIn.